It's so silly to grow old gracefully. It's so silly to grow old gracefully. We oftentimes think, well, age comes, we're going to grow old gracefully, and we're going to live our life in a very moderate way, in a very standard way, without doing too much, without being too much, without expecting too much, just in a very ordinary way. Is that what you want to do? Is that who you want to be? Do you want to live your life in an ordinary, moderate way, without any specialty about it? Well, if that's what you want to do, that's okay. But for me, I think it's silly, so silly, to grow old gracefully. I like to add years to my life, and with each year I like to add enthusiasm, joy, harmony, peace, love, magic. With each day, with each expression that I have, I like to be more magical than I ever was before. And when I'm more magical than I ever was before, I'm doing beautiful things. I'm doing wonderful things. I'm doing fantastic things, because that's my nature. That's my nature. Now, what is your nature? Every one of us grow old. We start out with zero and we go up to whatever number we choose. And what are we doing while we're doing it? Are we remembering how we were as children? Are we remembering how we were as teens? Are we remembering how we were as young adults? Are we remembering how we were at middle age or how we were at old age? What are we remembering? Well, let's not remember anything. Let's live in the now. Let's live in this moment so excitingly and so wonderfully and so beautifully and so fantastically that never will anyone say to us, you're too old to do that. You're too old to, well, you're acting like a child. Why are you doing that? Well, in fact, we are not acting like a child. We are being youthful. We are being dynamic. We are being young. We are being wonderful. And when we are being wonderful, we're having fun. We're having fun and doing all the things that make us happy. Now, there is no direction, no limit, no statement as to what a person should do at any age. For at any age, if you act your age, what people think age should do, then you'll limit yourself. But at any age, whatever inspires you, go and do it. There are people who are 100 years old and they say, hey, I think I'll write a book. 100 years old and they're going to write a book? My goodness, they have a beautiful mind and a beautiful attitude. I enjoy the Pope. He was an old man when he became the Pope, and he did a very excellent job being the Pope. And then all of a sudden, his mind started failing, and he was not able to remember things, and he was not able to be on top of things as much as he wanted to. And he said that the papacy is so great and so fantastic and so magnificent that he's got to be on top of everything. He's got to live everything. And so he said, I don't feel like doing that job anymore. I don't feel like having that responsibility. I want to be me. And so he says, I'm retiring. And the world says, oh, you can't do that. You can't do that. No pope has ever retired. They just die in office. And why? Why? Did he do a good job while he was in? Sure. Did he feel that he'd like to take a break and do something else? Would he like to be off into a monastery or just live a quiet, peaceful life or do what he wants to do? Sure. He wants to get out of the public eye because he feels like he might be failing a little bit. Well, we are all failing a little bit. And we are failing a little bit because of one thing that we do. we compare ourselves to others. And it's a silly thing to grow old gracefully and compare yourself to others and be a happy, hearty adult. But when you really want to enjoy life, when you really want to enjoy life, you don't grow old gracefully. You just do more wonderful things than you ever did before. If you feel like reading a book, read it. If you feel like taking up tennis when you're 99, take it up. When you feel like taking a break, I often enjoy little children. Little children, they are so fantastic. When a little child is playing a game and he just gets so enthused and happy about playing a game and so worn out, he just gave his all to the game. Whatever he's doing, he just stops, lays down wherever he is, and takes a nap. And after he takes his nap, he gets up refreshed and back into the game again, back into life again. We think if we're going to lay down and take a nap, we're going to be considered old. If we take the time away and say, I just ran out of energy, I just ran out. Do little children do that? Do we say anything about little children who run out of energy? No, not at all. We think that's just the most normal thing in the world. They're recuperating. And do you ever recuperate? Do you ever recuperate and come back aboard again after having been living a very active and enthusiastic life? Sure you do. Sure you do. The great people of the world, the great men of the world, the great women of the world, many of them have learned how to take a nap. They've learned how to relax. They've learned how to be peaceful. And in learning how to do that, they take a nap. In learning how to do that, they learn how to be like little children. And the little children are getting better and better all the time, and they take a break. They reinstall their own energy system, and they get going again. It's so silly to grow old gracefully. Let's grow old like a child. And a child grows how? How does a child grow? From day to day, from moment to moment. A child from moment to moment says, hey, this is kind of interesting. This is kind of fun. And then if the child loses interest in something, he turns his attention 100% away from what he was doing into something else. And you would never even know that he had been doing that thing that he had his attention on. This is how we are. This is how life is. We are to give our blasting 100% attention to whatever turns us on. And when it doesn't turn us on anymore, we don't have a responsibility. We got to carry through on something. We decided we're going to paint a picture. And we got all of our paints and all of our things going. And we're just having a great old time painting that picture. We're having a wonderful time painting that picture. And we're painting the picture and we're so excited. And then we get distracted. We get distracted on doing something else. Everybody says, come on, let's go swimming. Come on, let's go take a walk. Come on, let's have supper. And so you put whatever you're doing aside, and then you forget it. And maybe you never go back to your painting. Maybe you never go back to who and what you were. Maybe you never give it a second thought. And you don't feel guilty about not giving it a second thought. You don't feel guilty about not fulfilling something that you had started. You have no sense of responsibility whatsoever. Now, Herb, are you teaching us not to be responsible? No. I'm teaching me to be responsible every single moment for every single thing that I do. With all my intention, with all my interest, with all my enthusiasm. And then when I'm done doing it, when I no longer have an interest in doing it, I go to something else. And that's like a child. Like a simple, beautiful, wonderful child who is living a fantastic life and enjoying it with all his heart and all his soul and all his being. Because he thinks that's just the greatest thing there ever was. When we do that, we too will think that's the greatest thing there ever was. Because when we do that, we will be enjoying life. We will be enjoying ourselves every moment. We'll be enjoying everything that we do, and we won't be growing old gracefully, but we'll be living with all the joy and enthusiasm that every moment calls for us to live. Join me in growing younger every moment and enjoying it as a child enjoys life, with all the enthusiasm and all the wonderment and all the magic that it takes to be a being that is enjoying life. Now, let's be like little children. Someone said that we must be like little children to enter in the kingdom of heaven. Well, how wonderful that is. Remember it and be it and love it. Have a great and a glorious, wonderful, exciting life every moment. And skip from point to point and have all the fun in the world, because that's who you are and that's who I am. It's so silly to grow old gracefully when you can live every moment excitedly now.